way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
I don't jibber-jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
I'm Chris Foster. Senate Democrats today plan to block a Republican police reform bill, claiming it doesn't go far enough.
They want to ban chokeholds, make it easier to sue police officers, and end no-knock warrants in drug cases. The Republican bill uses incentives to get local police departments to stop using chokeholds unless an officer's life is in imminent danger. It also does not include language addressing qualified immunity for police officers. Democrats in the House are advancing their own measure.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Another statue's coming down.
The likeness of former Vice President John C. Calhoun has stared down from a 100-foot-tall pedestal in Charleston, South Carolina, for more than a century. Early this morning, crews with large cranes began removing the statue after Charleston City Council voted unanimously to take it down. The statue had been vandalized during protests last week.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Calhoun was pro-slavery. America's listening to Fox.
Springtime and lockdown's past. I just burped into this mask. Wake me up when Corona ends. We're playing board games and baking bread. Sometimes I hide out in the shed. Wake me up when Corona ends. Getting tired of family time and conferences on Zoom. I'm pouring my third glass of wine and it's not even noon. They'll have a vaccine, who knows when. I haven't showered since April 10. Wake me up when Corona ends. Wake me up when Corona ends.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
Okay. I'm up for that. Yeah, you know, the song, it's like, can you do a different one that says, wake me when the stupidity ends, except I'd never wake up waiting for that.
It just gets crazier and crazier.
It does.
All the time.
Just when you think you've seen, all right, it doesn't get any more whacked out than this. And then later this hour, you'll learn even more with our Morning Maroon nominees. Just before the top of the hour, we played a little thing, and I'm going to play it again shortly, and we'll be asking you to name five of the artists.
Oh, of the artists.
Who are in there, yeah.
Okay.
That's how we're going to have fun in just a bit. But first, let's get some valuable weather information.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $1,549 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Oh, very humid out there. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of showers on radar. No storms at this hour, but boy, oh boy, there were some heavy downpours yesterday evening, especially. Some of you had extremely heavy rainfall. You had more than an inch, right?
Inch and a quarter.
Yeah, and the airport had half an inch, so you did well in your part of town. And I know that Wetumpka had about 2 inches of rain, and some areas even had more than that. So, very humid again with a high in the mid-80s today. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will be on the radar. Future radar on my weather app this morning is just amazing to see how the radar is going to be lit up. A couple of stronger storms possible. Tropical downpours, low 70s tonight. High tomorrow in the upper 80s with a generous supply of showers and storms again tomorrow. Maybe not as many as today. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, very wide gaps between the showers. In other words, few and far between as we go back to a more of a summertime pattern, a normal summertime pattern, highs 90 to 92. Right now, 74 degrees with 89% humidity. It's 8:09. And whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, busted toilet, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Well, our friends at Plumbing by Luquire are open now, and they were open in the middle of the night, and they'll be open on a holiday, and they'll be open anytime, even during a pandemic, because they are an essential business. And boy, oh boy, they are. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. My go-to plumbers now. Recently, I had them, I called them, and they give you an idea of when to expect them. They said just after lunchtime, and sure enough, just after lunchtime, I got a phone call and said, we're on our way. They diagnosed the problem, and they found another problem, and they fixed that as well at Plumbing by Luquire. Their whole house plumbing inspection is something that I highly recommend because, let's say you're getting ready to go out of town, you want to make sure that you identify a problem that might be lurking that could become a major problem, and they'll fix it for you and identify it, and that's why they're my go-to plumbers. Plumbing by Luquire, 264. What is going on?
Sounds like Jay has a cow over there.
264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Sorry.
No, it's funny. In that noise, he almost sounded like he was trying to imitate a cow mooing.
Yeah. I was frustrated because he likes to not really chew on my fingers, but I used to play tug of war.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
trying to get him to do it with that new toy.
Right.
But anyway, so he'll come up and he'll like, hey, come on, let's play.
Right.
And so if I just kind of let my hand go just limp,
right,
he'll realize that I'm not doing that.
And not then playing.
He'll lick it, and then I'll flick his nose with my finger. He's right. Like, there it is again. And so he'll do that. And then I'll go, you know, I'll not play. And he's like, come on.
I get to do this all day long.
So.
Chase in the studio, folks.
Yes.
3 men and a chase. And a high-speed chase.
That's correct. All right, now, folks, I'm going to play this one time.
All right.
And after it's over, if you can name 5 of the artists participating in this, you'll win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Basking contentedly in the warm sun.
I had an immediate urge to fling off my bikini.
Just feel that sun. I'm going to soak it up through every exposable pore.
We all live for the sun. Sun, 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 sun.
Sunshine.
Here comes the sun.
Sunshine came softly through my
So,
name 5 of the artists you just heard at 272-9228.
I just wrote down 7 of the artists.
And won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. That was really well produced.
That was very well done.
Very hard to make that.
U-S-B-S. Well, this would be good.
Well, I installed it into the system. Somebody's got to do that,
you
right?
You dubbed it in, right.
While we're queuing up calls, Rich has those artist names handy. It's 811. Let me get a word in for Adams Drugs. Okay. I know several people don't know if it's the insurance that their employers provide or what the deal is, but they have been urged to connect with a mail order pharmacy. And that's, I just can't imagine doing that, especially when you need access to a pharmacist. You want to be able to ask questions, understand some people are on more than one medication. Will this interact with something else, cause a reaction that's not pleasant? These things do happen. So having a pharmacist that you can call on the phone and know and build a relationship with is very important. You can do that with any of the 12 Adams Drugs locations. They have state-of-the-art computer systems transferring your prescription and insurance information, your history, your refills, all of that. That takes like 2 minutes. But the marriage of you and a pharmacy that will provide top-notch, friendly service, warm, welcoming stores, or will walk your prescription out to your car or deliver it for you, you can't beat that. So go local. Go with Adams Drugs, the longest-serving local pharmacy since 1962, and location number one open, one in Prattville, Wetumpka, and Montgomery have wellness clinics. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. All right, Anthony gets first crack at this musical conundrum. Can you name five of the artists in that clip?
I'm going with Donovan.
Yeah.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yep.
Bob Seger.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Was Bob Seger in there?
Sunspot Baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Fifth Dimension.
Fifth Dimension is correct, yes.
And The Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Plus, John Denver was in there, and the Beach Boys were in there.
I was actually cutting a piece of coffee cake in the kitchen when I was listening to it, and I was like, okay, I know five of them.
Yeah.
Good work, man. See, nice. By paying close attention to this show.
Very nice.
That only makes you a winner and a smarter person to boot, which is kind of cool.
I agree.
So you'll have $10 to enjoy at the Seafood Bistro. Hold on. Let's take a morning to Hard Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'll be doing better tomorrow, I hope.
Having
my second cataract surgery tomorrow.
The first one,
and yes, I'm a little young to be having cataracts, but they came on early and they came on pretty fast.
Don't you hate it when physical conditions violate the laws of age and hit you earlier than they're supposed to? You know, sometimes that happens.
Oh, I've had every old man malady, as my wife says, at a younger age. Anyway, if the second one goes as well as the first one, I'll be just tickled to death. I've been wearing distance correction since I was 7 years old. So the idea of not having to put on glasses to do everything, but just to read and use the computer is just fantastic thing to me, and the first one went swimmingly, so there's no reason that tomorrow shouldn't.
Yes. We wish you luck, and give us an update when you're done, okay?
I'll do it. It's an amazing difference. But, yeah, I'll call you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
There's a good guy, and there's no question, if Anthony hadn't won that audio conundrum,
we'd have had it.
Yeah.
Harshaw would have had it, no doubt about it. Yeah. If I were to ask you off the top of your head, do you think people are drinking more now than they were 6 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A liquor industry research company, though, says that may not be the case for one reason. Even though people are bringing more home.
Right.
With all the bars closed and restaurants closed, that source of alcohol was dried up.
So they said
there's really, no evidence to state that people have been drinking more just because of the lockdown. I think, buying that.
No, I think people are drinking more.
And who says otherwise? Who is this?
Why, Jay, the IWSR.
And they're the, what is that?
The esteemed IWSR.
Yeah.
That's the industry with serious research.
Sound like a bunch of drunks.
Yeah, I hate it. They do this. They put it in a story like everybody knows who the IWSR is.
You're a card-carrying member, aren't you?
IWSR, International Wine and Spirits
Retailers
Association.
Yeah.
How did I get that?
Because you're smart, man. You've been hanging around with me. Let's see. Oh, I missed another. I got some good news stories. We can get to those in just a little bit. And our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in just one more time, just for funsies. The musical montage tribute to the sun.
Basking contentedly in the warm sun.
I had an immediate urge to play off my bikini.
Just feel that sun. I'm going to soak it up through every exposable pore.
We all live for the sun.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Elmore and Montgomery County law enforcement officials are now working together on a homicide investigation. Kiara Battle's body was found near the Elmore Community Hospital Friday morning. The Wetumpka Police Department's initial investigation led them to believe that Battle was shot in Montgomery. Close to 16,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus across the state. Health officials say at least 854 people have died. More than 30,000 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. And State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey will announce his roadmap to reopening schools later this week. This will include his plans for in-person and virtual classrooms. This announcement is scheduled for Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
the phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him
$1. Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news. Let's go.
Stupid news would be news. Story number one.
Yeah.
Boy, ton of Facebook reaction on that after Fox News confirmed the FBI said that thing had been in that garage in that shape since October of last year. Nobody knew Rusty Wallace was going to be in that garage.
That garage,
there's no making a connection, yet Rusty Wallace was on TV whining like a little girl last night. God. Are you making some good coin as a NASCAR driver? Has this country been good to you, Rusty? Or are you just...
His name's Bubba.
Bubba douchebag?
I'm just saying, there's another guy named Rusty Wallace.
I am so sorry to Rusty Wallace, especially since a woman once thought I sounded just like him.
Because he's a race car driver.
Yeah, he is. I know, and it's a thing, Jay. It's a thing. I can't get it out of my head. Did you ever have that happen where you...
My head.
I'm so glad I can get serenaded here.
Yellow.
You know, this morning was going so well. I don't think I got off to a better start on any morning this whole year. I'm grilling sausage outside this morning, and I'm happily walking to Rich's office with this beautiful plate of golden eggs, and the plate gave out, and what didn't hit the floor hit my sweatpants. And it's not fun scraping your sweatpants and having to go find a scraper to get the stuff off the floor and off out of them, rub it down and get it out of the carpeting, and then have to make more eggs.
Chase would have done that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But he was in the weather prison.
He was in the weather prison.
Yeah, where he stays.
He's a weather jay.
Until he learns inside and outside, boy. Look at that face. What a handsome wood-stained color you are.
And the dog's cute.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Anyway, that story has gotten a ton of play on Facebook. Also, yesterday, and I forget... If it may have been Wiley, it may have been one of our many great virtual producers, like Mark Cumby, maybe it was Mark, sent the satellite image of that dust storm.
It's not a storm.
Well, I mean...
It's not a storm, it's a cloud.
Dust cloud. Yeah. But I watched it in time-lapse yesterday, and I guess it's going to be up our way sometime around 1:30 this afternoon from the way it looked on the time-lapse. What are we going to see?
Nothing. It's going to increase tomorrow. In fact, it'll be up into the Midwest.
I really just want to know if I should get the Swiffer out for overtime duty.
No, it's the biggest. God, the media will jump on anything as far as people are. Hey, tell me about that dust storm.
Yeah. Hey,
how unusual is it? Well, we had one last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that.
Don't look at me and call me
media,
because I will not. And there's the picture with the Fox News story of all of those NASCAR folks lining up. Bubba, we got your back.
Bubba or Rusty?
Let me think for a second now.
It's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
I'll play with you guys. Don't worry. I mean, if you wanted me to go that direction, I will. Got also a montage on Facebook this morning of funny I quit messages. But I will say this to those of you who are in your wonder years of your workforce career. Mm-hmm. No matter how ugly it is and you get a chance to leave a company to go to a better gig and get out of the hellhole you're in, try and make a graceful exit. It's not a good idea, especially if you stay in the same field.
Don't burn bridges, because it'll always come back to bite you. Always.
It is so true.
Yes.
And I had a major, I mean, it was in the newspapers. It was front page stuff. And one story they ran it twice just to make sure it ran its entirety. And boy, did I get my pound of flesh out of that. Then that company was bought up by Clear Channel. And I was told flat out that I would never work for a Clear Channel radio station, even though they didn't own the station at the time this whole thing came down.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the way things went, that cut about one third of the options off the table.
Well, sure.
They do, companies do, industries have blacklists. Hey, troublemaker, stay away. You don't want to go. By the way, I have a Facebook friend opening. First person to message me, or you can even call Jay. He'll be happy to take your name, won't you, Jay?
Greg Udell opening on his Facebook page.
We like to friend people that listen to what we do. So
you could be on that list.
Yeah, you, that's right, you could be my next Facebook friend.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Glad you're excited. Quick check on traffic at 827.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are busy now on the East Boulevard, both sides of I-85, all the way down to Vaughn Road. Atlanta Highway, very busy from East Boulevard all the way into Madison Avenue, on into downtown. Some light congestion on Taylor Road, Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. 31s are clearing up just a bit. Buckle up, drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I knew we'd get a call, and it's from Rusty.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Howdy.
Howdy do. I heard my name so many times a while ago. I don't know what was up with that.
I got a mental block on the whole Rusty Bubba thing, man.
Well, you know, sometimes they're interchangeable. But you're talking about getting fired. I got fired in Texas one time, and it made the paper, and it was on the news three nights in a row. And we didn't even break any laws or anything. We were the number one morning show. I was working with this guy, and we were the number one morning show. And we had, they had just put up billboards, and we won some kind of a TV, newspaper survey, and all this stuff. And they came in and kicked us to the curb.
Well,
and
that's a situation, again, like the one I'm referring to. I did not get fired. I was told that I would not be allowed to have more time to recover from my father's sudden death.
That's kind of rude.
And here's what the station manager said to me, and you all have had a boss that could be like this, I'm sure. He said, well, my dad died, and I was back at work in 3 days.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
And I said, well, you can sit behind your desk. If you get emotions, you can go to your company bathroom and get it out of your system. I'm supposed to be the happy guy, and I just feel hollowed out by this. I didn't want to get paid. I just needed time. Even my therapist called this guy and said, if you give me a few more days, I'll have him ready. Wouldn't do it. So then they go out, I'm gone, and it becomes a news story, and they lied to the Miami Herald and said that I had left to pursue other interests. And I called up the Herald and said, that's total bullcrap. Here's what happened. Then it becomes a huge story. So I had all the public sympathy on my side, but when that station became part of Clear Channel, guess what? The word was out. No Greg Udell.
Yeah. Well, when we got on the news, my partner was all angry and wanted to, you know, go that way. I said, no, man, let's take the high road now because, you know, they were mean to us. That doesn't mean we got to do anything back. So we you know, just said good words about them, said, look, it's just business, and we'll just move on, which we did.
Remember, anytime you get canned from a job.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, they are a badge of honor sometimes, you know, but we've all had it happen. Hey, we'll see you later.
You
all
got
right,
it.
Take care.
Coming up yesterday, the news that Michael Keaton might be coming back to the Batman franchise.
Batman series, but maybe not as Batman? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we've got a Neil Young tribute to the older Batman in 2 minutes.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis down here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River, right down here next to the RV park we just opened up. That's right, the Montgomery Marina RV Resort, the Montgomery Marina. There's all kind of things going on down here. We're easy to get to right off I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit. Then take the first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find us down here on the river. We rent out pontoon boats. That's right. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and come enjoy this beautiful river. If you hadn't been down here, it's really a good time. Everybody comes back with a smile on their face. We'll cook you up fresh seafood. You can take it along for a picnic or come in and dine with us or take it home, will you? We got a steamer. We steam up those shrimp from Argentina, some big old fat snow crab legs, crab claws. You know, I got some regular old Gulf shrimp, royal red shrimp. I know we find you something good out of the steamer, and we can fry it, we can grill it. Y'all, don't forget about the RV park down here. We're ready for you to get down here. Bring your boat, bring your camper. Come join us. We're looking for you. See you soon.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the older Batman.
Batman, wrinkled and tired, he's a lot more slower. Batman, hair is all white, never catch the Joker. Batman, wrinkled and tired, played the role 30 years ago. But Michael Keaton's getting hired to wear his old costume. His back is out of whack, literally blind as a bat. After lunch he takes a nap every afternoon.
I used to do that song very well, but I can't hit those higher octave notes anymore.
He still can. I saw him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Out in the desert, Ocala.
While we were talking about quitting and all this, I just happened to remember a bit. Here's somebody, and this is many years ago, who was working for that dreaded company down in Mobile and decided to quit. On the air live.
A lot of requests for this. The big station 93BLX. It is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Ineta the Moveset. And I told you I had a very important announcement. And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it.
I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? Yeah. But then as soon as you walk by, that I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.
On the big station, 93 BLX.
That's the best part. She goes right into a... the deep voice sounder.
I quit this. Yep.
JD, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, good morning. You know, I've seen a lot of people walk out live in the middle of the night throughout nightclubs, and it's, you know, it's always an interesting scene. But back to your Bubba Wallace thing, I'm going to be short and sweet on it. I sent you some more breaking news into your messenger. You know, picture's worth a thousand words.
Yes.
But I'll let you look at it and take it with a grain of salt. I thought it was pretty funny myself, but
oh.
I love the show, guys. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
I just saw it.
That's funny.
It is. Now, do I put it on?
I don't know. I'd be careful.
Yeah.
Except you just, you've done the equivalent of, I don't know what the equivalent of it is. You know, when you laugh at something, so it's like, hey, what's so funny? You're like, nothing, I can't tell you.
Yeah. It's not right to do that, is it, Jane?
People are going to want to know.
Did you see what it was?
I can't read the text because I'm all the way over here. Yeah. And I'm
old. I'm going to avoid it only because the topic is.
It's too hot right now.
Yeah, it is.
But I can only guess.
Yeah.
But it was somebody making a comp between.
Did it mention that some
the
of
Bubba
these.
Bubba Wallace noose.
These were found in the break room.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a stack of blank hats. You can figure out the rest. They were just paper cups that come to a point.
Or there filters.
We've given you everything you need to know to figure it out.
Yeah.
And if you want to be naughty with your friends, you're more than welcome to do that. We do a thing for those of you who are not up in the first hour of the show. Rich hosts the timeline every morning at 6:25.
Thank you.
And it's all kinds of memories from whatever the date happens to be. And
Jake gets more listeners the next hour. With, you
know. And it's now sponsored.
It is.
By Dan Black Studios.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan Black Studios, they're the timeline people. Right. They're the folks that can produce a bio of you. Here's another. I did this one time. If you want to do a video resume and you want it done with that professional touch, they can do that. Yeah. That helped me get a job. And that was, of course, at a time when, you know, access to video wasn't quite what it is today. But it's the production touch. You see, Dan is a media veteran of many years, and his studios have it all. What may be of most interest, though, to much of our audience is they can take your old 8 and 16 millimeter films, slides, photographs, anything that is on a format that can decay or degrade, Dan can take those and save them for you onto DVD, UB drive. What is that called? The flash player? Not the flash drive.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Right. USB. Yeah.
USB port. Yes. I have one in my car. And that way, the degradation process is over. You never know. We lost, our family many years ago lost a ton of our most cherished photographs in an unexpected flood that happened because the city of Chicago decided to reverse the sewer system flow. And every house in our neighborhood filled up. The basement was like a big swimming pool. All that stuff got ruined. Well, there's no getting it back.
Once Dan takes it to digital, it's forever.
It is.
Saved.
You'll never have to worry about that happening again. And gosh, I sometimes think about that horrible day and wish we had some of those pictures back.
Mm-hmm.
So let them do it for you. And through the end of the month, Dan Black Studios is offering 50% off that service. They can even repair, fix, and then transfer a VHS cassette to a permanent format. Yeah, they can actually splice it, repair it, and save whatever's on there. You may have a couple of those in your closet as well. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036, and proud sponsors of the Rich Thomas Timeline weekday mornings on this radio station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Still a few mostly light showers here in central Alabama this morning. The storms will get cranked up later as the ground heats up, and it's just like throwing a match on the gasoline. It'll explode again like it did yesterday. I'm getting so many Facebook comments here from people who had more than an inch of rain, an inch and a quarter, 2 inches of rain at their house yesterday evening. And I think it's going to be another situation where we'll have tropical downpours today. Numerous showers and storms, very humid. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the low 70s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 80s. There'll still be a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, but not as many on the radar. And by the time we get to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a real change in the pattern in that storms will be widely separated and few and far between. In other words, rain chances running at 20% over the weekend with highs 90 to 92. Right now this morning with lots of humidity, 89% relative humidity, it's 74 at 843.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, all callers to the show qualify to win the works. I'm Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. We draw for that on Friday morning just before the show's end. Get the works. Get your car taken care of if you're going on a driving vacation. Or it's been a while. Just drop your car off at any of their three spots. They will get you back to work, back to your house, wherever you need to go next, and get you back with your car when the work is complete. State-of-the-art diagnostics, master technicians, wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires at all three Don Duncan locations. Serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking good on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Light to moderate traffic around the boulevard with just a little congestion. East Boulevard at Vaughan Road and Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. We're seeing some light congestion Highway 80 into I-65. Also a little light pockets of congestion on Atlanta Highway from East Boulevard to Taylor and at Taylor Road around I-85. And that is about it. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Morning Brew nominees coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Elmore and Montgomery County law enforcement officials are now working together on a homicide investigation. Kiara Battle's body was found near the Elmore Community Hospital Friday morning. The Wetumpka Police Department's initial investigation led them to believe that Battle was shot in Montgomery. State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey will announce his roadmap to reopening schools later this week. This will include his plans for in-person and virtual classrooms. This announcement is scheduled for Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And close to 16,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus across the state. Health officials say at least 854 people have died. More than 30,000 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks. Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you for coming to the Dreyer's Ice Cream Emergency Press Conference. We recently realized that part of the name of our dessert product, Eskimo Pie, is offensive. And we are officially changing the name to Eskimo Ice Cream on a Stick. We now know the error of our ways. Pies don't have sticks in them. In fact, most pies aren't even cold. And for us to just throw sticks in ice cream willy-nilly and call it pie is unacceptable. We, as a company, are working to do better. We call on other food companies to follow suit. We're asking for the snack cake Little Debbie to be updated to confident in her body size, Deborah.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. If you don't exercise that right each and every day, on News Talk 93.1 FM, your morning maroon nominees. After looking at all the information and facts on the case, out of all the principals involved, NASCAR has to be nominee number one. They were just plain stupid. And I think they've lost some market. I really do. I think what they did was unforgivable.
The fact is this happened in Alabama, too.
Yes. Thanks for that, too. All that negative attention, the presumption of guilt. I mean, that's the way it works in one segment of our world. If it happens in the wrong place or to the wrong, it's immediately presumed, oh, those rednecks. We don't need that. We should all be angry. Apologize when there's a need to apologize. All right, so they're number one. We have Donovan Jester. With a name like that, you know, you're, and guess what state Donovan's from?
Florida.
Yeah. He stole a $900,000 boat. Was he careful with it? Did he operate it in a way where it wouldn't draw the attention of the Marine police? No, he ran it into four channel marker pilings. 46-foot 2019 Jeannot Leader from Thunder Marine. During his escape, he hit the channel marker piling, then abandoned the boat, leaving it to drift into an oyster bed.
What kind of boat was it again? I want to look this up.
A 2019 Jeannot, not Juno, but Jeannot, G-E-A-N-N-N-E-A-U Leader from Thunder Marine. The boat sustained $60,000 worth of damage, so this is upping the crime. He is awaiting bail. And then this one might win on any other day, but the vice president of concessions at Yosemite, or is Yosemite. You know, I had somebody pronounce it that way once.
Yosemite.
Yosemite. Where's this Yosemite Park? If you ever watched Bugs Bunny, you would have learned Yosemite
there,
Sam.
There's a vice president of concessions, is there?
Yes, and he is now out of a job after somebody got video of him driving golf balls into protected meadows in the Yosemite Valley. In other words, you're not supposed to hit foreign objects or they're because you're protecting the animals and stuff. And that sounds like a nice gig to be the VP of concessions at a beautiful national park. Yosemite. It's amazing when you go there and you look at Mount Moran with the cross embedded in the side. It's an incredible place.
I don't know. From that list, what do you think, Jay? NASCAR or the guy that with the big boat? Well, you, did you find the boat yet?
I did. It doesn't look like it's $900,000. Hang on, I got to look it up again because I closed it out because it didn't. It was a 2019 Juno Leader.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't think it's Juno. I think it's Juno because of the.
Well, I mean, I spelled it the way you did. Yeah, who I spelled it the way you told me.
The VP of concessions is knocking golf balls into protected meadows.
Or
the
NASCAR. Group award for NASCAR.
Yeah, NASCAR. Give it to NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. Corporate cowards.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
When you're ready for something nice, you know, Brian Jewelry, let me suggest this. Ladies, there's nothing wrong with creating a wish list on their website, which you can do. If you like to purchase jewelry and adorn the beautiful people in your life, you can join a club that Brian Jewelry has, free, no charge, just sign up and you'll get $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. However, at Brian Jewelry, I want to emphasize, yes, they run the gamut on prices, but you can buy some amazing pieces for under $50. Quality first-rate jewelry. They can also create things for you at Brian Jewelry. In fact, I got to get up there Saturday and pick up that necklace so I can deliver it to Mademoiselle Goose. Beautiful little fine gold necklace with a little bar big enough to have something engraved in. And either last night or today, they will be adding the Pisces symbol with a heart under that little gold bar. Somebody with a lot of skill does that kind of stuff, but that's what real jewelers do. So when you're ready for that next occasion, go there first and put some thought and their thought into gift ideas. They will not let you down. 1778 East Main in Prattville. Visit the website. It's amazing. BrianJewelry.com. Jay, quickly.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The health and safety of your family is your number one concern. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, is here for you. They're taking precautions for your safety as well as that of their employees. Come check them out for your household needs. They've also got meat, produce, dairy, and other grocery items for you. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store, still here for you.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now for you singles getting back out there, here are some more pandemic pickup lines.
Hey, babe, I saw you from across the room. Stay there. Cough here often? Hey there, can I buy you a drink via Amazon and have it delivered to you tomorrow? Is it hot in here, or is it just our fevers and shortness of breath? Oh, you smell so good. Is that Purell or Lysol you're wearing? And there was more pandemic pickup lines.
It is 8:56. This sounds like an episode of Andy Griffith here.
Okay.
This happened in Michigan, a hellhole of a state these days. Department of Natural Resources officers saw a young man excitedly reeling in a fish while he was patrolling the Dead River Basin. That's where I'd want to fish, the Dead River Basin. Sounds like...
Sounds lovely, too.
Abundant, you know?
Go there when the leaves change.
And while the kid was reeling in the fish and the officer was praising him for the size of the catch, the kid just happened to let it drop. Mommy and Daddy don't have life jackets. Upon further inspection, the officer found that neither parent had a personal flotation device on board, so they got a citation for failure to maintain and carry safety equipment on their vessel.
Kids.
Say the darndest things.
That's right.
But don't get mom and dad in trouble with the law. Although, what do you say? You know, you can't have that double standard. Andy got caught in that a lot with Opie.
Dopey.
Hey, Pa, but you said the crack in the ceiling. No, it's different when it's houses.
He's got a thing against Opie.
He hates Opie.
He's a horrendous child actor.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. He had his moments.
I mean, he came out better than most of the child actors did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, in fact, I think he's great on Happy Days. It's nothing personal.
Oh, I didn't like Happy
Days. Well, it's a stupid show.
You hate Richie Cunningham?
Look, we're all going to get... You hate? You're not allowed to use that H word.
What was it? Jump the Shark? Is that...
Yes,
that was
when they ran out of plot lines.
And Fonzie was going to jump a shark with his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Fonzie, a 42-year-old greaser. We were supposed to buy into that at the time, too.
Hey, yo, right.
I mean, that's a show that got maybe two or three more years out of its run than it
really Gary was. Marshall show.
Yeah, and Penny.
Yeah.
You know where we haven't looked in a lot. I'm going to visit Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars because Tip Tames and his team, and they're moving vehicles. My friend Marianne bought a vehicle there, had warranty miles left. Let's see what's happening. We always talk about the category of cars under 10,000, and you have some, three Nissan sedans, all under 10, low mileage, one with existing warranty mileage left. Chevrolet Cruze, a 2014 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Looking for safety? New car for a new driver? Volkswagen Jetta, 2014, $6,700. Beautiful red machine. A Toyota Camry. I got a big Malibu in there for under $7,000. And let's see, more Altimas. If you're looking to own